All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Hello. Welcome back, friends. Thank you so much for being here. Act 2 of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Mondays, we do it a little differently because of the commitment to the radio station. We just had another rip-roaring staff meeting and all is well. I'm here to report. So 12% of the population right now, well, they're on the verge of losing their SNAP. Excuse me. Well, that sounded bad. SNAP benefits, food stamps. Nearly 42 million Americans rely on food assistance. I had no idea it was that many people. That's a lot of people. Family of four. And let's say Washington, D.C. gets a maximum benefit of $925 a month in food assistance. In other places like Hawaii. Yeah, I think it's as high as $1,400, $1,500, or $1,600 a month. That's incredible to think that, and I'm sure standard of cost of living has a lot to do with that. But there's a formula that makes you eligible for food assistance, taxpayer funded food assistance, and I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of who should and shouldn't get it. Excuse me, I keep having issues with my throat. But I will say this. I just did some simple math, easy math here. And for those that can afford 20 hours of time per week, which results in 2.85 hours a day, at $16 an hour, that would be 80 times 16. Okay, that's a little over $1,300 a month. I mean, if it's me, excuse me, if I'm losing $1,000 in food a month, now, not everybody can do this, but for those that can, I would suggest somewhere to come up with 20 hours per week. Now, if that's a husband and wife team, that's 10 hours each. You could do that. And then, well, not only do you have the $900 in food assistance, but then you've got almost $400 more. Now, for those like the elderly or those that are, for whatever reason, cannot work, that's kind of unavoidable. But I would venture to guess that of those 42 million Americans, there's at least 1 million of them that can do what I am suggesting. I know that if I lost the money, I would absolutely be doing whatever I could to earn money. Again, I don't know what the problem is with my throat. That's kind of like me with the realization that I'm suddenly going to be faced, at least I thought, with a lot more for health insurance. Frank Fuss says he thinks he can work some magic. I'm like, I don't know what kind of magic you're going to work. But nevertheless, that is set to expire on November 1st. Bob says, if I knew it was going to take this long to find a job, I would have applied for food stamps. That would have helped out a bit. So Bob is in between work, in between jobs right now. So let me ask you this. In the time that you're not, that you don't have the job, you have like to make ends meet. What are you doing? Are you Some folks get like unemployment, which is totally fine. I mean, honestly, if you get unemployment, that can sustain you for quite some time. At least it's supposed to while you search for another job. That's what it's there for. That's one of the perks of living in the greatest country in the world, that can happen. But, you know, of course, you don't want to take advantage of that too long because that can come back to bite you in the ass at the end of the year. But yeah, maybe you should. You're the guy that needs SNAP benefits. Unless if you think you can go and earn money to go ahead. Well, you wouldn't matter now because if it's going away, so that's what a lot of people are faced with. My God. How long is this going to last? This is right now. This is the second longest government shutdown. I heard someone say, is it going to take planes falling out of the sky before people, you know, what that's referring to, air traffic controllers like our pal Nick in Houston. I mean, honestly, how quickly do you think this would work, that they would figure this out if all the air traffic controllers called in sick for a week? Wow, that would have an unbelievable effect. They're too willing to give it up for free. They got to put their fucking feet down and say, no, fuck you. Linda says you can have taxes taken out of unemployment. And Bob says he does. Excellent. A Bread Bowl Brain Chris says you can donate plasma with BioLife, $400 a month for two donations a week. God damn. I'd rather work. Linda knows a thing or two about unemployment. All right. A little bit more about this. There's a lot of, like, finger-pointing. The headline reads, Democrats unflinching in shutdown strategy, blaming Trump with millions at risk of losing food aid. Yeah, I'm not going to get into whose fault it is. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said Sunday it will not use its $6 billion contingency fund to cover food stamp benefits next month as the government shutdown continues. Why not? Why would you not? I mean, I don't know how much $6 billion can fund. It sounds like a lot to me, though. What the hell is the contingency fund money there for? What are you waiting for? Now is when you should use it. Behind the scenes, GOP lawmakers and senior aides believe the White House is eager to find some way to keep SNAP payments flowing to the poorest Americans. Members of both parties, including GOP and Democratic governors, have been furiously pushing the White House to find a way to avoid that outcome, according to two people familiar with the discussion. Democrats insist Trump can save the program if he wants to, and they're ripping the White House for its $20 billion bailout to Argentina, while the massive food aid program remains at risk. Well, it's kind of hard to not look at that. That is horrible. I mean, seriously, if you've got this going on in this country and 42 million Americans are going to lose key amounts of SNAP benefits and you're giving away $20 billion to bail out a country, fucking A. So it's still ugly, and I feel for those who have to deal with this. Moving on to a lighter topic. I discovered yesterday that Mike, the character on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, is actor Jonathan Banks. When I saw him on Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul as Mike Ehrmantraut, I was like, I've never seen this actor before in my life, but I sure love him. Turns out I have definitely seen him before. He played in Beverly Hills Cop. I thought I had it right here, and now I don't. This is embarrassing. Hang on. Aha. He was Victor Maitland's heavy, the guy that would like beat people up for Victor in Beverly Hills Cop. Had no idea that these two were the same guy. He also played in Airplane. Why? I don't know why, but it just popped into my head. He was still just losing his hair in 1984. This is him back in 2015 as Mike. Did you ever do that? Like, I didn't know that that was the same guy. I have that happen to me a lot. Bob says, getting back to SNAP benefits, it's quite expensive at the grocery store being a single father. Yeah, I bet, man. Not great. That is tough. My thoughts are with you. Linda says, not anymore. Wait a minute. Does Linda have a job finally? And why do I not know this? Or did this just happen? Good grief. There is a hurricane bearing down on Jamaica and Haiti. This is always the worst place to have hurricanes hit. It's not like they plan on it, but still. This one is going to, after it bombards the northern part of the Caribbean, including Haiti and Jamaica, is then supposed to go out to sea. It will not affect the U.S., but this is an utter catastrophe, as I understand it. See these folks getting the water, getting ready to go with the water as this thing moves its way into the area with Category 4, Category 5 sustained winds. 145 miles an hour, moving west at 5 miles an hour. And then it's going to start to go north, and then it's going to go up the coast of the United States, way out to sea, and not hit anything. Expected to drop 30 inches of rain on Jamaica and southern Hispaniola, which is Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Some areas will see as much as 40 inches of rain. Yeah, we have had a pretty light hurricane season. I don't think we've had one even hit the U.S. That's the type of thing where when we don't see hurricanes moving into the U.S., that people start to say, yeah, you see, global warming is fake. It's all a farce. I do not believe that, by the way. I believe entirely in global warming. I just saw that in Florida, there are two types of coral that are now extinct. And for the longest time, the coral had been bleaching, and now it's like there's no hope that they will come back. And it's an abundant coral that's everywhere throughout the Florida Keys, and it's a sign that the temperature is getting so warm in the ocean that the coral is under stress. And it's a reaction, and all of a sudden it's bleached, and then eventually it dies. Coral is a living organism that is vital towards, damn it, I got a person on here trying to sell me viewers, and I can't have that. That is vital to the ecosystem, excuse me, of the ocean. Without coral, it affects the fish that are feeding. And eventually it leads to a reduced number, and then it kind of works its way down the food chain. Next thing you know, fishermen can't sustain themselves because they can't do any more fishing. It's absolutely terrible. But, I find that to be shocking. Anybody who doesn't think that global warming is real, you're a fucking fool. It drives me crazy when I hear that. Joe Martinez here talking about the hurricane. It says they should ask Trump to drop a nuclear bomb on it. Yeah, Trump suggested something like that, but no one ever knows if he's kidding or not, because he'll say something like that, and then he'll be told that that's stupid, and then he'll say, oh, no, I was kidding. I was kidding around. Remember that scenario during COVID when he's like, yeah, we got bleach. We're going to inject bleach into our bodies, and it's going to scrub the COVID away. And Fauci's like, oh, my God. And you're like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. How the fuck can you be the president of the United States? And then, oh, it's kidding. I'm kidding around. David says it is more of his fun trolling. Yeah, I don't know, man. Yes, if that's the case, he sure picks the wrong time to troll. You know, like a weather catastrophe killing people and a pandemic that killed 40 million people. I don't know if that's the best time for a troll. I mean, I love trolls, but I definitely wouldn't be trolling people during those two moments. All right. Speaking of Trump, he weighs in on two aircraft off of the aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, are gone as they fell into the ocean. What the hell is going on here? This is the aircraft carrier, the Nimitz. It's massive. Nuclear submarine in San Diego. Look at the size of that thing. Well, there was a problem, and Trump has weighed in on it. A fighter jet and a helicopter both crashed into the South China Sea within 30 minutes of each other. The Seahawk helicopter were rescued in the sea on Sunday afternoon, and the pilots of the F/A-18F Super Hornet fighter ejected and were recovered safely, and all are safe and in stable condition, according to the fleet commander. I've heard that when a person in a fighter jet hits eject, that is the end of their flying career. And I don't know if that's true. I saw it on a TikTok video or something like that, that when a pilot hits eject, it ends their career. And they didn't really do a great job of explaining it, but it was something along the lines of, it affects them mentally in a way that makes them a liability when flying a plane, which means they would not be approved for any type of flight after that. That's like why you hear, eject, eject. And he's like, no, no, I can hang on. The causes of the two crashes were under investigation. Now, they don't know what caused the crashes yet. But you know, after, you remember when Trump started as a president, he immediately became an aviation expert when there was that incident in Washington, D.C., where the helicopter hit the plane. And he said, all right, this accident was caused by black people. I mean, he immediately, like within minutes afterwards, he had a press conference. He says this was because of DEI hiring and because of black people and women. This is why underqualified black. And I swear to God, he said this. Well, even though the Navy has said they don't know what happened, Trump says he does because he's an aviation expert. Today, he said that they could have been caused by bad fuel. Remember Hot Wings? You get a bad batch of gas. That's what he's suggesting. They got a bad batch of gas. He ruled out foul play and said there was, quote, nothing to hide. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He probably just found out about it right then. My God, what an asshole. All right, that's a series of mistakes that have been happening lately regarding our fleet. Another carrier, the Harry S. Truman, suffered a series of mishaps in recent months while deployed to the Middle East. The USS Gettysburg, which is a guided missile cruiser, mistakenly shot down an F-A-18 from the Truman. Then a jet fell off the deck into the Red Sea on the Truman. And in May, an F-A fighter jet landed on the carrier in the Red Sea and fell off after it failed to catch the steel cables used to stop the plane. Goddamn. Is he still going to blame DEI on that shit too? No sailors were killed in any of those mishaps. Alan is back. Hello, Alan. Bob says Maverick ejected and was allowed to fly again. This is true. David says he thinks any attention is good attention. David, I love you, but you have no idea, no way to tell what Trump thinks. I do not, and you do not know what Trump thinks. The only person who knows what Trump thinks is Trump. Unless Trump says, any attention is good attention. David, go ahead and repeat that on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Then you are talking out of your asshole. And believe me, I know what talking out of one's asshole is all about. And you are certainly talking out of your asshole. Brad Bull Brain Chris, former military, says this is the Nimitz last deployment too. How do you know that? You must follow that shit. Okay. Okay, we got the hurricane under our belt. We've got planes falling out of the sky. Now we have a excerpt from a book by Virginia Giuffre. Virginia Giuffre was the one of the chicks that was trafficked with Epstein. She recently took her own life, which was incredibly sad. She was kind of like the tip of the spear when it came to getting Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell locked up forever. And then, of course, Epstein's death. Who knows how he died? I think that question can be asked about Virginia Giuffre, too. I mean, she did take her own life, but I'm sure there will be people who will say, well, maybe there was something going on to keep her quiet. Everything about, it seems like nothing is cut and dry on this entire Epstein pedophilia thing. It's never, ever, they can't just blow the lid off and then the truth is revealed. There's always, and that tells me that that's a perfect indicator that people who we all know that are influential and famous are part of the quote unquote list. And I do believe there was a list. And I do believe that Trump made it go away. And I do believe that Trump is on that list. I do believe that. That's why I think it's gone away. But I'm probably wrong. It's just what I think. I've always hated to see this picture. This is Giuffre, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Prince Andrew. In this pic, Giuffre is a child. Can you imagine being, first of all, you get that picture taken. If you're Prince Andrew, you don't want that picture taken. And that was back at a time when the picture was taken that they had to take the roll of film to like Photomat. So there's plenty of opportunities for Prince Andrew here to say, hey, probably not a good idea for me to be hanging out with you sex traffickers and me, this underage child, and you taking a picture of it. I mean, what type of an idiot does he have to be to not grab that camera out of whoever the fuck is taking its hands and smash the fucking thing? It looks like he's totally comfortable, too. So does she, in a weird way. But she wrote in her book how terribly she felt in that image that was taken there. This is her book, Nobody's Girl, a memoir of surviving abuse and fighting for justice. Virginia Roberts Giuffre. This book is published. What's the term? I don't want to say post mortem. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, "Easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling?" I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, "Dad, what do you want for Christmas?" And I go, "Well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like." And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
It's posthumously published book after the so-called suicide of Virginia Giuffre.
Linda wrote, she, quote, took her own life. Exactly. As soon as I heard that Virginia Giuffre took her own life, I was like, wait a minute. You know, it just didn't add up to me because as this has gone on and on, she sure seems like she's got a lot to live for. Whenever I heard her in interviews, she always seemed to have her shit together despite all the horrible things that went on. But maybe she was just doing that for the camera. But I really don't believe that she just took her own life. I just don't believe that. Well, anyway, this all comes up because in the book, Giuffre was writing about Ghislaine Maxwell, and whoever is the writer for the New York Post came across an excerpt of the book or read it, where Giuffre was talking about how Ghislaine Maxwell would always walk into a room and was really, really giddy and excited based on who she blew. And Giuffre says in the book that one day, you know, this chick is being held virtually, well, I'm guessing against her will, Virginia Giuffre. I mean, I know that when they would traffic these women, they would, a lot of times they were wayward women that maybe got kicked out of their home or were homeless or whatever. And then they welcomed them in. They
clothe them, they feed them, they let them stay there, they pay them, they give them gifts as long as they keep doing what they're doing. And the next thing you know, it's almost like servitude. These women have no way out. That's how it went for her, which is horrible. But Maxwell would come dancing into the mansion, announcing who she blew. And Giuffre describes in the book that one day, oh my God, you won't believe this, Virginia. What? What, Ghislaine? What? I blew George Clooney. And Giuffre wrote about it in the book. Ghislaine Maxwell claims she performed sex act on Clooney, Virginia Giuffre memoir alleges. The book came out last week. Maxwell once bragged that she performed a sex act on George Clooney during a party. Whether that was true or not, we'll never know, she writes. Representatives for Clooney did not respond. What are they supposed to say? Yes? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did. She blew him. I mean, honestly, that would be quite refreshing. If she's like, yeah, I mean, at the time, no one knew. And they were at a party. And one thing led to another. And she did, in fact, blow George. George, single guy at the time. Yes, he ejaculated right in her mouth. And she ate it. And we just wanted to get out in front of that and say, yes, that that did happen. George was blown by Ghislaine. But Ghislaine was an adult at the time. Now, while that was happening, Andrew was there getting pictures with Virginia Giuffre and other children. So I think that's the big issue. These were two consenting adults. And, well, they were. I don't want to live in a world where George Clooney knows what's going on with Epstein, Maxwell, and children, and Prince Andrew, and all that shit. You know, that would probably be a game breaker for me. I would lose faith in humanity if I found out that George Clooney was somehow linked in this, which I don't think he is. Like I said, two consenting adults. If she blows them and announces it, is that what people do? I mean, I don't know of any guys who, if they like performed oral sex on a chick, I don't ever recall like hanging out with anybody and saying, "Hey, you won't believe whose muff I ate." Is this a woman thing? Do women brag about, "Hey, guess what? I gave so-and-so a blow." Or is that like a famous thing? Like if you all, ladies or gentlemen, could think of the most famous person that you're in love with. All right. And you have that person in your mind right now. Now, let's say for those of you that are single only here, I don't want this to get even more weird. But let's say all the single audience members performs a sex act on their heartthrob in a famous way. Like for Linda, picture Nick Saban. So let's say that happens. Does Linda then go around and brag, "Hey, you won't believe who I blew. Hey, guess what, Eric? What? I blew Nick Saban." Would you do that? Rebecca says, "Never have I ever bragged about what happens behind closed doors, nor would I ever do that." All right, but can you tell me who that famous person is then? And if that, because some people, they want to like, because that's a great story. Okay, so if that took place and the sex act happens with a famous person that you have been in love with your whole life, is there any type? I mean, I would definitely do that. If I chowed snatch of Charo Coochie Coochie, I'm going to tell everybody about that.
Starman says, I shagged Casey Kasem's cousin.
Starman is in his 40s.
Who is Casey Kasem's cousin?
All right. Now, I do see a name, and what I'm learning is that Casey Kasem's cousin, one is a school librarian from Michigan.
Okay, is that who we are talking about?
All right. I'm looking for images of this person.
All right, I don't see any.
There's also another cousin named... Well, I don't want to say the name either. I'm looking for info.
Maureen says, if I blew Bruce Springsteen, you bet I'd be bragging.
That tracks.
You're so much cooler than your prude sister.
Oh, my God. And I'd want to hear that. I would want to get every veiny detail. All right? I would actually prefer that you got, like, hardcore graphic with the illustration of the story. Because it's a living legend.
So I think that that's outstanding. And you, in my opinion, are on a level about this high on the hierarchy of amazing audience revelations. Linda says she would not. Yeah, we know, prude. Whatever, stuffed shirt. God, what a bore. That is not nearly as fun as your loose moraled sister.
All right. If I was on the radio, we could do a whole topic of who did you commit, what famous person did you commit a sex act with? Probably get fired.
All right. Where was I? How did we get on this?
Ghislaine Maxwell, blue George Clooney.
Sad story out of the NFL football player.
His name is Nick Mangold. Not Mangled, but I guess it is Mangold. Played for the New York Jets a couple weeks ago. He said, I'm dying. My kidneys are no longer functioning. I've got days left to live unless I get a kidney transplant. Now, he died the same illness as Jeffrey, the guy that I gave the kidney to. I think Mangold may have started to search a little too late. I hate to say it like that. But he had been battling this genetic kidney condition. And like for some time, the way this works is they know that you have it like decades ahead of time. And your kidneys are fine then, and then they say, all right, well, this is gonna at one point turn your life upside down. So, you know, you're fine right now, but when it does happen, it's going to happen quickly. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. Sounds exactly like what happened to Jeffrey. He was diagnosed with a genetic chronic kidney condition in 06. He finished up his playing career. He still played. But the disease worsened a lot more recently, which required a transplant to survive. And none of his family members were eligible to donate, forcing him to seek help from outside his immediate circle. The private struggle, made public only in his final social media post, revealed a deeply side to the NFL legend. He wrote, "This isn't an easy message to share, but I want to be open about what's been happening with me and my health. 2006, I was diagnosed with a genetic defect that has led to me to the chronic kidney disease. After a rough summer, I was undergoing dialysis as we looked for a transplant. I always knew this day would come, but I thought I would have had more time. I do not have any family members to donate. I'm reaching out to see if anyone has type O blood who would be willing to donate. If you are willing to find out if you could be a match and donate a kidney to me, please go to this site." And it's a link to his transplant team. Wow. It sounds a lot like Jeffrey because he did a post just like this. Click where it says, "I want to donate my kidney. Use my full name, Nicholas Mangold, and my birthday. I am deeply grateful to anyone that would consider donating. Most of all, I'm thankful for my family who have been my rock every step of the way. The situation has reminded me how lucky I am to have." Wow, such an amazing family. And then it didn't work out. Unbelievable. Oh, God, that is tough. He had a great career, this guy. I hate to bring the room down, but it's always an opportunity for me to point out that it really is not that big of a deal to donate a kidney. Not at all. I've actually reached out to various kidney organizations and said, there's not enough information out there. Like living transplant, you have all your teams ready, you have all your doctors, but the one thing that wasn't there for me when I did it was someone to talk to who has actually done this before. And I think, I ended up doing it, but that wasn't easy. There were several days where I experienced great anxiety that I didn't tell you about. And I didn't, I just stayed focused, and then it would pass. And then maybe a few days later, it would surface again. It wasn't that terrible for me. But I think that if they actually had a liaison, a go-between between the giving community and the medical community, a.k.a. me, that would help a lot of people who might ripcord and not do it if they had been thinking about it. And I have brought this up so many times, and not a one person is interested. And I'm like, why not? That doesn't make any sense. I did this. You may all be physicians, but I actually did it. I know more about this than you do when it comes to what it's like, the entire process from beginning to end. You're just doing the work of putting it in him. And nobody listens. So I'm like, what the fuck? Anyway, if there is someone in your life that needs a kidney and they come to you and ask for it, give it to them. You'll be fine. And then bang on my door. It's too bad for Mangold that he didn't have any family members, because I'm sure they would have gladly done it. And it is so not a big deal. Outside of a day or two after, you feel like shit and the incision hurts, but that was fine. No big deal. So that's kind of a sad story. Very unfortunate. Now, back to stupidity. One of the greatest NFL running backs of all time is Adrian Peterson. He trails just a handful of players as all-time best. He even played for the Lions for a little bit. He got popped over the weekend for drunk driving. All right, this is not the first time. First of all, he was arrested this weekend for that. He was arrested for driving while intoxicated and carrying a weapon unlawfully in Texas Sunday morning. He got released from jail today. In April of this year, he was also arrested for drunk driving. He's just 40. And over the years, there's been a lot of trouble with this guy. You got these two moments in time. And then financial issues, which, I mean, who doesn't have financial issues? I think the big ones that stick out, though, are the domestic violence and child abuse. I remember the child abuse one because I think he missed a whole year of football because of it. The story came out that, I don't know, it doesn't matter how the story came out, but the story was, like, he had, like, a really young child, like 2 or 3 years old, maybe 4. And when the little guy would act up, he would make the child go get a stick, and then he would whip the child with the stick on the ass. And so there's, like, deep welts and cuts on his ass. And it doesn't matter how it became. I think the mom might have said something or something like that. And this was ugly. Alan says, go out on the yard and pick your switch. Exactly. Would whip this little kid. Holy shit. And then when the cops came up, they go, hey, yeah, we heard you beat your kid. He goes, I did not. I gave him a whooping. What? Yeah, that's a whooping. That's not, I don't beat my kids. That's a whooping. Well, it's the same fucking thing. No, it's not. Now, I do know this. There was an article I read about how he used to train Adrian Peterson, and I'm not kidding about this. When he would train at a young age, he would run with a rope on his belt attached to a tire. And his grandmother would have the dogs chase him, like the type of chasing that the dog would do if it's going to kill you. And that's how he got fucking fast and strong, was because grandma had the dogs chase him. So that gives you an idea of what the upbringing was like for this guy. But holy shit, what an asshole. So Big Orange Peanut spends a weekend in jail. Bummer for him. A little bit more about the Chauncey Billups and NBA gambling bullshit that is going on right now. One of the patsies, who is one of the guys who lost a ton of money during the poker game, during the crooked poker game, a guy who lost $1 million, says that he was in one of these games. And he says that he lost $1 million in a single night, but the fraudsters, whoever they were, I mean, we know that they're the mob, but this guy says, just refers to them as fraudsters, used an ex-NFL player, not a basketball star, as their front man. During the game, we were around a bunch of bad guys, and they were trying to suck every bit away from us, and they did. They did a good job, and I'm still shocked to this day from that night. A source who did not want to be named told the New York Post. He said he was invited to a private high-stakes poker game with a really solid, good group of people. We would never have been there if not for the professional athlete. He refused to name the athlete, but indicated it was a former NFL player. Please be Adrian Peterson. My God. Yeah, I think this is just the tip of the iceberg on this story. I think this is going to get a whole lot worse. By the way, you know who seems stupid in all this? Is Stephen A. Smith suggesting that Donald Trump did this. God, what an asshole. Guy drives me up a wall. Thank you, as I said, to Impact Power Sports, key sponsor of the show. Get an ATV, UTV, side-by-side, golf cart from Yamaha, all at Impact Power Sports. Frank Fuss is ready for you at mypolicyshop.com. If you want to make an appointment with Frank Fuss, The site I want you to go to is appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. I just posted a video of Frank and I discussing Medicare. And those of you who are taking advantage of it, you want to get a review as we are into renewal season. Don't just let it like ride over from last year. Get a renewal with Frank. It's free, and he can help you in a lot of ways. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, kingsroom.net, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. They are the best. King's Room Barbershop, kingsroom.net for exact locations, pricing, and schedules. The folks at Fixed Cars for the Eric Zane Show podcast family, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you so much. ervines.com. That is ervines.com. What are you waiting for? Reach out to them if you need your car repaired. 616-532-6600. That's 616-532-6600. Finally, if you're in West Michigan and you need a tree cut down, call upon Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R. KuiperTreeCare.com. You can call, you can text 616-828-8225. A great team over there can get rid of your unwanted trees. Get rid of the stumps, trim the trees. You got storm damage, it can take care of that for you. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care. 616-828-8225. Finally today, we need the asshole of the day. It's not going to be Jonathan Banks. Definitely not going to be Nick Mangold. Clooney, no. Trump, nah. Let's go with Orange Peanut. I don't think this is his first award. Adrian Peterson is your asshole of the day on this, the 27th of October edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Thank you, Alan, for the suggestion. We were thinking the same thing. As usual, you guys are the best. I appreciate you so much. And I will be talking to you a little later on when I do the Patreon bonus pod. Till then, have a good one. Thank you. And bye.